Sorry. This is Jean McMillan interviewing Cynthia Smith, 18 Lakeview Avenue, Lakeville, Connecticut. The date is August 21st, 2012. May I have your full name?
Cynthia Barnett Smith.
Your birth date?
8/19/34.
And your birthplace?
Sharon Hospital.
What were your parents' names?
Mary Tuttle Barnett and William Barnett.
And your father was first selectman?
First selectman of the town of Salisbury for 27 years.
Do you have siblings?
Yes, I do. I have a sister, Joan Loper, and I have identical twin brothers, William and John. John died 2 years ago, and I have a younger brother, Peter Barnett, lives in New Jersey.
What is your educational background?
I am a retired nurse. I went through high school and then through nursing school.
Did you go to the local schools?
Yes, I did. I went to Salisbury Central and then Housatonic Valley Regional High School.
You have a reunion coming up soon, don't you?
Yes, our 60th high school reunion is coming up in September.
Ah, good. Now, I think you are a lifetime member of the Methodist Church.
Yes, I am.
Would you tell a little bit about your cradle role and Sunday school?
Well, I don't remember much about the cradle role other than I was on it because I was an infant. But I went to Sunday school there all the Sunday school years, and then I...
Where was the Sunday school? Was it in Fellowship Hall? Was it in the parish?
The parish house wasn't here then.
Okay.
It was in the Sunday school in the church itself. We had a place to sign off, and then in Fellowship Hall.
So first it was in the church itself, and then when Fellowship Hall was available, it was in Fellowship Hall.
Actually, both were sorted together because we were all separated by ages.
I see. By grades,
so it was all together. Depending on your age, you were either in the balcony or in the back of the church.
Ah. Were you in junior choir?
Yes, I was in junior choir, and Eleanor Dorset led it for a while, and then I don't remember who else.
Do you remember any community activities that the church was involved with, church suppers?
Well, we had a lot of church suppers. I don't recall just... when they were, because mm-hmm. It was a long time ago. We still have church suppers periodically. Right now we do, during the fall festival in October, we do a ham dinner every Saturday night of the fall festival. And we have other different things. We are now associated, half and half with the Sharon Methodist Church, so we do things together now and then.
Do you know when the Methodist Church was active in the Fall Festival, when it started at being active in the Fall Festival?
No, I don't, because that was before I became active in it.
I see.
And it was about 5 years ago, I think, that we stopped being active in it because it became mostly a congregational church-type situation.
Now, you worked for many years at Indian Mountain School.
Yes, I worked for 17 years at Indian Mountain School.
And when did you start at Indian Mountain?
I started in 1982 and retired in 1999.
What were your duties as the nurse?
Well, I was the nurse. I picked up kids from the ball field with a broken bone or whatever. I transported them to the doctor or to the hospital, whichever was necessary. I saw sick children. They spent the day in my office in beds that we had put there. And if they were seriously ill, they were stayed overnight in Sharon Hospital. I went to all the so-called bad games, ones with most injuries, like hockey and varsity, football, those types of games. And had to stay for the whole time in case somebody got hurt. Sometimes they did. Most times they didn't.
That's good. That's good.
Yes. Very good for me. I didn't have to do much work.
Tell me about the bats.
Ah. I was one year when I was there. I don't remember exactly which year it was, but I was looking for old records from children that had been there before my time, and I ended up into the attic where there were lots of bats, and people couldn't understand why I went up there. But anyway, bats don't bother me. They don't normally hurt people. They take care of bugs. But then one time in my first office, little tiny office, probably in 83 it was, or 80, you know, probably 83, 84, had a couple of bats in the hallway, and the kids didn't like them, so I had to call one of the teachers who didn't mind catching them and was able to do so, and took it outside and let it go.
Perfect. Perfect. You had, you told me before, a map in your office. Tell us about that.
I had a big United States map, or no, world map, because we had borders, children coming from China and Korea and Africa and, well, all over, England and so forth, and even Russia.
And really?
Really.
Oh, my.
And so I had put up a world map, a large one, that covered one entire wall, and I used to put little stick pins in wherever the kids came from. And the kids are very interested in looking at that. Do you have a pin in where I lived?
They always are curious. Mm-hmm. And then they can look at who lived where.
That's right.
Which is really neat.
That's right. So I had a lot of fun doing that.
And they had a lot of fun doing it, too.
They had a lot of fun, too.
Now, when you retired, I think you were given a very unusual going-away present.
Yes, I sort of had three retirement parties over there. I had one with the faculty and past faculty that came back, and then I had one of the kids did one for me, and they gave me, well, the art department had cut out a candy kiss on a big board and had put silver foil underneath it and then broken pieces of mirror and sealed it all in that way, and all the kids signed it. I used to give candy kisses away to the kids if they came in hurt or just for the heck of it. Some of them came in just to say hi. Can I have my treat now? And so they also had a little flag on the thing, and it's very heavy, and I have it hanging in my hallway. But all the kids of that year, which was 1999, signed it.
That's such a treasure. It really is.
It is a treasure. I don't know what to do with it now that I'm gone, but anyway, that's up to my son to find out.
That's a good solution. I like that one very, very much. Anything more that you'd like to tell me about Indian Mountain before I move on to another topic?
Things have changed a great deal since I left over there. They now have three nurses and a couple of trainers, and the nurses don't have to go out to the games anymore. It has enlarged considerably. The office is now in its third place since I was there, what, 30 years ago, which is much nicer, and it's on the first floor. I was on the second floor all the time. Ooh. I was there. Difficult for kids and crutches, but now it's on the first floor, and it's much easier for the students to get to, and that's about all I can say about it.
Sounds fine to me. Now, your father had quite a lot to do with creating the Grove.
Yes, he did. He and Ben Belcher got together. The Grove was not owned by, but run by Dave Timmons, and we used to go over there for swimming lessons and swimming. It was not much sand. It was mostly gravel and some grass, but we had swimming lessons there, and eventually, and I don't recall how old I was, but I was probably early teens or something, and Mr. Belcher and my father got together and talked to the lady who owned the property and were able to buy it and make it into the Lakeville Town Grove. And got a lot of sand, nice beach, a decent store, nice new store that had a lot of things. They had a lot of fishing equipment as well as ice cream and different kinds of ice cream and candy and pretzels, whatever the kids wanted to have.
I've heard about those soft pretzels.
They're very good, too, they were. Jum Jills, as my mother used to say. That's from a story she read to us many years ago. And then they also built the big building up in back of the Grove for use for parties or, you know, whatever, wedding receptions or whatever. Now it's being used basically for an elderly lunch program for the town.
And the municipal agent's office is there.
Oh, yes, he is now, yes.
And there's a very nice plaque dedicated to your father.
Yes. After my father passed away, they got a plaque and they put it on the front of the old building. Mm-hmm. My mother was still alive and we were there for that. And when they took the building down or changed it a lot because it wasn't very, very well insulated or anything, and they taken the plaque down now and is put on the inside of the building, I think, as you walk in the back door.
Yes, as you walk in the door.
I believe that's where I've seen it.
And you were on the Grove Committee.
I was on the Grove Committee when it first started. My father was in charge of it, and they set it up to sort of keep track of, make regulations for the Grove, who could come in and who couldn't, who paid and who didn't pay. And the Grove was set up basically for the free use of any Town of Salisbury child. And as it became more and more and more popular, they had, and parking is limited, still is limited, although it's better than it used to be, they started charging for parking. Now, I guess it costs a fair amount to park your car there now, but the children can still come in and walk in and out for free. Out-of-towners have to pay, but the local people do not.